Hey everyone, so I would just like to thank you all for listening today. I know it is always a choice to listen to certain things, but I'm glad you all have decided to tune in today. So what I really want to talk about is, you know, leadership and trusting in the process that the Lord may be taking you through. I know for some of y'all, it may be a hard season right now, or hard times where it seems like everything is going wrong. Nothing is really going the way you want it to go. Nothing is really going the way you had planned. If you're like me, you're a planner. You kind of write things down or have an idea or a checklist in your mind of what you need to do and what you want to do. But it may not be what you expected, but I'm just here right now. I'm trying to encourage some folks and just let you know that, you know, if you trust in the Lord, trust in the process that He is taking you through, that you are going to come out sharper than ever before, because there is no such, to me, in my opinion, there are no such thing as coincidences. I mean, everything happens for a reason. No matter what we go through, no matter what happens in our life, there's always a reason and a purpose for it, especially if you are, you know, living in the spirit, that you are a Jesus follower. You know, everything happens for a reason. God says in His word that He orders the steps of His children. He orders the steps of those who seek Him. And so nothing that you are going through is new to Him. And so whatever place He has you in is for a reason, and nothing you do is ever in vain. And so, like I said, I just want to be real right now. There was just moments in my life where I did not understand what in the world the Lord was doing. I didn't understand what He was taking me through. I was in, you know, I guess not really in a complete daze, but I just didn't understand. I didn't understand. And me, I tried to understand. I want to have some type of control of my life, but it was a season of my life where I had no control over it. And it was kind of in His hands. And I remember praying and asking the Lord over and over again, why did You take me through what You took me through? Why did I go through this season that I had just went through? And He had called it spiritual surgery. He said it was perjury, but it was more like spiritual surgery. And He was basically taking out everything that was of the world that didn't belong. Anything that was not like Jesus, He began to take it out of me. And it was so painful, you guys. And it just, you know, when I look back and I realized, like, man, it was just some ugly things the Lord revealed to me. And I didn't like it. I didn't feel good. But, I mean, anytime someone is going through surgery, you know, they wake up and, from the end, anesthesia, I believe, they wake up from it, and you know, they go through this healing process. They feel the cuts or whatever on their body if they had something removed, and they go through this healing process. So basically, the Lord was cleansing me out, you know, taking things out of me that was not like Jesus. And then after, it kind of was like I was healing from it, and then He began to restore me, just like Job. I gave a lot of things up for Him, and I sacrificed a lot of things for Him. You know, beginning in 2017, He began to really restore me and basically give it all back to me 1,000-fold. And I look back and I'm, you know, I was upset because I kind of wish I didn't go through it, because, you know, for me, having a plan for my life and then my plan got thrown away, that's the worst thing about it, that I had a plan for my life and it's just not, it didn't go the way I wanted to. But then I also look back at it from a spiritual side, spiritual point of view, and I realize how much, you know, I benefit from it. I look at myself in the mirror and I actually love myself. You know, there's, and I'm grateful for the experience because I know that I'm a better person for it. And so there are going to be tests and trials in our lives that, you know, God is going to use to purify us. And it's not going to feel good, but he's trying to get us to a place and to a point to where we can really live a God-fearing and a, you know, a Holy Ghost-filled life. And, you know, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, there are people out there actually looking at your life, looking at you and seeing how you live. And they look at you and you, if you claim to be a Christian, they look at you and see, you know, are you really being Christ-like? Is there, you know, is there any difference between me and you or whatever, difference between you and the non-believer? And some people look at that, and some people life reflect that, and some people life doesn't. But he used people like us, true believers who are really trying to live for him and serve him, to gather people in to his family before the time comes, before it's too late. And so throughout the process, he's refining us. He's taking things out that don't belong. He's basically making us more like Jesus Christ. And like I said, it's not going to feel good. You're not going to enjoy it. You're going to be like, you may even be disgusted with yourself. And I believe I might have brought this up in a different podcast, but or a different episode. But I'm just, I guess, reiterating because I know how important it is. And I know from my own personal experience that that's what he took me through. And like I said, I'm grateful for it. Back then, I hated it and I didn't enjoy it. And, you know, I questioned the Lord and I almost gave up on him. I really was almost about to give up on him. And it's something I don't like to admit, but I was. I almost gave up on me. I've raised in the church. And, you know, Christianity and the Bible is something my family live off on. We preach it, you know, we pray as a family. We do things like that. But it was a time where I thought I was going to be the only one that didn't believe in God anymore. It got to that point. But again, he began to restore me. And now it's like everywhere I go, I feel him, I sense him, and I know that I live for him. Like, he is probably closer to me than ever before. And I have no doubt in my mind that it was all because of the process he took me through. When I really submitted to him, when I really said, okay, Lord, my life is not mine, it's yours. When he began to change me and work in me, and I gave my life to him, it changed me for the better. It really did. And so, but it was a process he took me through, because I know inside there's a greater ministry inside of me. There's a greater ministry for me. And I love encouraging people. I love ministering people and telling them the truth, telling them the word, you know, giving them hope in the future. Like, Lord gives us a hope in the future. Like he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I believe. He gives us a hope in the future. And that's what I want to do for other people. I want to encourage them and give them hope that there's a purpose for you. There is a place for you in this world. You know, God loves you so much, and he is so much bigger than what you go through. And that's what I try to focus on. I try to focus on that, okay, the big picture. Why am I going through this? And believe and know that there is a plan for this. And a purpose for this. In the midst of going through these tests and trials, it's not going to feel like, okay, there's a plan and purpose. You're not going to automatically think like, oh, I'm going through this because God tried to give it. Sometimes that's not the first thing you think of. You just feeling what you feeling and want to get mad and upset and maybe complain. But then you probably look back and be like, oh, I see why God took me through this, because he is preparing me, or he was preparing me for what he has me doing now. And I see that now. A lot of things God has took me through or allowed to happen in my life is preparing me and has prepared me for the things I deal with now. And I, again, so grateful for it. I did not like it while I was going through it because, you know, I like to stay in my own little comfort zone. I like to stay in my own little bubble where everything's all good and peachy and creamy. And it just, you know, there's no worries, no issues, nothing. You know, it's just all rainbows and Skittles and happiness and ponies in my mind. But in reality, it's just things breaking loose and you have no control over. But there's one person who is in control, and that is God. And he will not give up on you. He will never fail you. He will keep you and he will protect you until the very end. And so my word is to you today, just trust in his process and his plan. And it's all going to work together for your good. And you're going to look back and be grateful and thankful that you allow God to really work in you and through you, because it's for a greater reason, a greater purpose. And it's never in vain. And it's always going to yield great rewards, especially if you're being obedient to him and following his Holy Spirit. So, yeah. Y'all, I'd just like to thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for even considering to just tune in to these words, these messages. I pray that y'all lives are blessed. I pray for, you know, just blessings and favor upon your lives, and that, you know, you stay strong and you endure to the very end, because there is going to be a great reward for your obedience and for your sacrifice. Anything that you do for the Lord is always going to be worth it. Always. I'm a true testament of that. But yeah, thank you all, and I hope to hear from you all some type of way, either through social media, through Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is. I hope to hear from you all, and just stay encouraged. You all have a great day or a great night, and I feel like there's going to be blessings to come. Pray a more prosperous life for you guys. Thank you all.